Well, it seems every few years new terms come into our language. One of them, apparently now, is a term called hangry, H-A-N-G-R-Y, and it is a combination of hungry and angry. And that's what people are calling each other when they don't eat often enough and they become irritable and aggressive and moody and all those other things. So what is hangry really? Well, it's a new term describing a very old situation. And the proper term for that would be, in most cases at least, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. When a person's blood sugar falls too low, they begin to get shaky, irritable, out of sorts, headache, moodiness, even depression, lightheadedness, feelings of faint, and so on. And for some people, it can make them quite aggressive. We don't exactly understand why that is, but it does seem to make certain individuals very aggressive. So, hangry is most often probably hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. Now, what causes this condition? Well, you can say that it's caused by not eating regularly, but that's not really completely true because there are many people who skip meals out of choice or necessity, and they feel just fine. But if a person has this condition called hypoglycemia, then what's happening is their body is producing too much insulin in response to blood sugar or glucose. And that insulin to excess is lowering blood sugar below the optimal level. And once that blood sugar falls significantly lower than we'd like it, then those rather strange, annoying, and sometimes even frightening symptoms can take place. The best solution for this problem, if you have been diagnosed with hypoglycemia, or hangry as it is now called, is to simply get into a routine of eating more frequently. In addition to your two or three meals a day, you should have several snacks. Those snacks should not, under any circumstances, be sugar-forming foods, because the more sugar-forming foods you ingest, the more insulin your body is going to secrete, and the farther your blood sugar will eventually plummet again. And you'll be in that cycle of feeding and plummeting and feeding and plummeting, and your blood sugar will look like a roller coaster going up and down and up and down, and it's almost impossible under those circumstances to get it stable. So what you want to consume are complex carbohydrates, and you want to consume some protein, however minimal, at virtually every meal or snack. The protein and the complex carbohydrates will stick with you longer, and the end result will be a more even-keeled, more steady level of blood sugar for a much longer period of time. There are several nutrients which can help with this. And funny enough, they are the same nutrients that we would use for someone with diabetes, because it's a similar situation, just on the other end of the spectrum. And what we're trying to do is to, normalize blood sugar in either direction. And nutrients such as chromium, vanadium, aspartic acid, cinnamon extract, etc., can help to modulate and regulate blood sugar, keeping it from going too high, as in diabetes, or too low, as in hypoglycemia. We have used a very unique supplement that we developed originally for type 2 diabetics and obese individuals, but we have found that it works very, very well for those with hypoglycemia because it tends to even out the spikes and the falls in their blood sugar. That formula is currently being offered through a company called Phoenix Nutritionals. And the supplement that they offer is called Blood Sugar Support. So that's a pretty easy name to remember when you consider that that's the action that it's having on your body.